Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Musical Connections Podcast. On this show, you will discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. So join me now as we explore what makes our music scene so unique and so wonderful. And won't you be a part of my mission, please, in growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector? That would be amazing. So let's grow the sector one song at a time. As always, I am your host, Zach Snow, and we are bringing on this week one of the leading forces of the hip-hop community in Newfoundland and Labrador. We're going to be talking with hip-hop producer, A&R professional, creative, rapper, multi-talented man himself, Joshua Parsons, or as many people know him today, as simply Parsons. We talked to him all about the song Smuggler Supreme, a song about the legendary smuggler Brian O'Day. We also go deep into his career, from being one of the first rappers in Newfoundland and Labrador period, along with a guy named Lee Fitz. We also talk about his move to the UK and what his overall thoughts are on the rap scene in Newfoundland and Labrador in general. This is a great conversation, and this is definitely not his last time on the podcast with all the stories that he's got to tell. It's all coming up on Next to Connect, and we will get there right after we feature this week's new found releases. These songs came out between October the 20th to the 26th, and we kick it off with a little bit of electronic rock from a guy named Dean Parsons, who goes by his name Arcade Nights. And this is really interesting, like very video game-esque kind of music here. And this is a song you probably will want on a video game soundtrack. Right now, here is the debut of Arcade Nights on Newfound Releases with Knights of the Arcade. And that was Arcade Nights with Knights of the Arcade on Newfound Releases. And our next song comes from Kron Lennon. Right now, with a little help from Lemadoya, Mac11, and ADH, here's Kron Lennon with Ooh La La on Newfound Releases.
And I gotta tell you, folks, I don't believe what I'm seeing.
Baby ciabatta. Life be hard, but you know I go harder. You ain't a slut, you just a prima donna. I've got these scars, but I hide them with Mufasa. Honestly, I've come so far, goose robber. So now grab a ball, cause my waist come in masses. And the door girl on my face like some glasses. Feeling good, feeling great, feeling fantastic. Feeling fucking fresh like right out the plastic. Ooh la la, I be doing nothing nada. I got new groove, I'm that llama. El Potente like my Zaza. Ooh la la, ride or die with my armada. World enhances, world of Saba. Shout out homies in Nevada. Ooh la la, stay above it like Cabana. Open you up, Alibaba. Spill your guts like a piñata. Ooh la la, just listen to that sonata. Shots be slapping like regatta. Stack that bread, baby, ciabatta.
Yeah. Ooh la la, we make moves, you make nada. Got a groove, get it hotter in the room. Get the water, hear the boom. When we drop another tune, we like hotter. We get tuned till they drop us in a tomb. And we gone, feel like Sonic, how we chasing all them gold rings. Sipping gin and tonic, keep the papers in the OG. I'm flyer than a comet, and they tailing me devotedly. I'm fired up like a rocket, let me take you where the solar be.
Ooh la la, I be doing nothing nada. I got new groove, I'm that llama. El Potente like my Zaza. Ooh la la, ride or die with my armada. World enhances, world of Saba. Shout out homies in Nevada. Ooh la la, stay above it like Cabana. Open you up, Alibaba. Spill your guts like a piñata. Ooh la la, just listen to that sonata. Shots be slapping like regatta. Stack that bread, baby, ciabatta. Ooh la la, I be doing nothing nada. I got new groove, I'm that llama. El Potente like my Zaza. Ooh la la, ride or die with my armada. World enhances, world of Saba. Shout out homies in Nevada. Ooh la la, stay above it like Cabana. Open you up, Alibaba. Spill your guts like a piñata. Ooh la la, just listen to that sonata. Shots be slapping like regatta. Stack that bread, baby, ciabatta.
Ooh, who's mama, she too fired up. Ooh la la, mi casa de su casa is my honor. Maybe I'm too honest, bopping that ooh la la. The boombox is coming heavy like a tsunami. Tsunami, she can call me daddy. Got a whole lot of glue on me. If she wanna give it for a minute, make a move on me. Don't know what it is that make you do what you do on me. Hey mama, ooh la la, ooh on me.
Ooh la la, I be doing nothing nada. I got new groove, I'm that llama. El Potente like my Zaza. Ooh la la, ride or die with my armada. World enhances, world of Saba. Shout out homies in Nevada. Ooh la la, stay above it like Cabana. Open you up, Alibaba. Spill your guts like a piñata. Ooh la la, just listen to that sonata. Shots be slapping like regatta. Stack that bread, baby, ciabatta.
Ooh la la, lady looking damn fine, yeah. Think you need a little bit of me in between your thighs, yeah. I get a taste of that warm apple pie, apple pie. With a little hot too on the fucking side. Ooh la la, Vegas always on the go, on the go. In my pocket, trouble second yo. All I got to show is hookers and blow. Hookers and blow over these hoes like they're covered in snow. Oh,
these bitches are covered in snow.
And that was Kron Lennon with a little help from Lemadoya, Mac11, and ADH with Ooh La La. And we go now to Sumlio. It is the stage name of Lenny Earl, and he has a brand new photo to feature for social media. If you happen to see my Newfound Releases post, you'll see an updated photo of Lenny. Right now, here's Sumlio's latest song. This is Tropical Storm, How Long, on Newfound Releases.
Winds high, your sails were low. tracks. And oh, what a mess you made. In the winter snow, and oh, what a mess you made. You never
Sumleo with Tropical Storm, How Long, on Newfound Releases. And our last Newfound release comes from a veteran of the Newfoundland and Labrador music scene from the production point of view. It is the best band you've never heard of. It is called The Lun, and it is the band name and project of Robert Kelly. You may be familiar with him from any of the music that has been heard over the past 10 or 15 years or so. If you've heard one of the songs from the likes of Nick Earl, from Fairgale, from Kitchen Party, from Rum Ragged, from anybody that he's worked with over the past 10 years, he has had a hand in working on it. Well, now, this is his project, and very alt-rock sounding here. Here is The Lun for you now with Jane the Strange on Newfound Releases.
Like cherry pop milkshakes,
And that wraps up Newfound Releases for this week. Another great selection of songs for you that were released over the past 7 days or so. If you want to be featured for next week or any week going forward, you can head over to my Linktree.com/ZachSnowNL, and I'll have a Newfound Releases guide for you guys to look at. It'll tell you how you qualify and who qualifies and what you need to include in your submission package. And I'll also post something on social media so you can scan a code so that it'll take you to the form to fill out with all the information that you need so that you can qualify for Newfound Releases. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns about Newfound Releases, feel free to email musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. It is now time for the second half of Musical Connections. It is Next to Connect, where I connect with musicians and industry professionals to talk about their careers or new projects. And on this week's segment of Next to Connect, I welcome one of the leading forces of the hip-hop community here in Newfoundland and Labrador. I talk with Parsons, and he has a song out called Smuggler Supreme, which he talks about in this conversation. Plus, he's dropped the video for that about a week or two ago. We also go over his career in general, from being one of the first rappers in Newfoundland and Labrador, along with Lee Fitz. And he also formed a little group with him, Lee, and Tim Baker. So he talks a bit about that. Plus, his move to the UK, and his overall thoughts on the Newfoundland and Labrador music scene in general when it comes to hip-hop. This was a fun conversation. I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. So let's get connecting with Joshua Parsons, otherwise known as simply Parsons. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the second half of the Musical Connections podcast. This is Next to Connect. I am Zach Snow, and we are going to introduce you to someone who has been in the hip-hop game for 20 years. Started out as a rapper, but is now a hip-hop producer, A&R, and is a creative at heart. And joining us right now is Joshua Parsons, and many of us know him now as simply Parsons. Parsons, how you doing, brother?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate this. I love what you guys got going on here for a city. It's really huge for our province. Thank you.
And thank you so much for being so eager to come on this podcast. And thank you for supporting the podcast as well, just from all the artists you guys sent me over the past 98 episodes. It's pretty crazy.
It's huge, man. I'm so happy for you guys. It's awesome. I love the infrastructure you guys got and all the different artists you guys are bringing through. It's huge for our province. So thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, and one thing I really do believe about this show is about building this sector one song at a time and featuring as many artists and industry professionals that I can. So you're the next one on that list, and thanks again for coming on.
Man, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So for those who don't know much about you, for mainly the general public, because of course I know who you are. I've met you many, many times, and I've dealt with many of your clients. So tell me a little bit about yourself for those who may not know a bit about Parsons.
First and foremost, entrepreneur, creative opportunist, currently owning a cannabis company, and I'm a music producer. So typically, my life is involved with marketing, branding, and music production.
Wonderful. And some of the artists that I believe I featured, Rock Reed is one person that I featured. You've also worked with Baraka, who is making some noise now with Hurricane Music, and Matt Dines is, it's kind of like Matt Dines' baby.
And Dave, yeah.
Dave Shears, obviously. Jay Girl, you've worked with as well. Cult Syndicate.
Right.
And I just want to go back to when it all started for you, because you didn't start as a hip-hop producer, but you started as a rapper. But you really were into rap from when you were really young, too. So tell me a little bit about that.
Look, it started out, I grew up in a household, Zach, where it was like a rhythm and blues nightclub. Every weekend, my dad was a professional musician, and in our household, we were listening to everything from funk, soul, R&B, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, and all the top musicians in Newfoundland or in St. John's would filter and pass through our house. So I'd hear all this music that wasn't typical Newfoundland music. You know, it wasn't like ours traditional, wasn't Newfoundland traditional music. So I had a love for that and a passion for rhythm and blues and beats and drums at a young age. And so I got a drum set when I was really young, started jamming with all my dad's friends and musicians. And I noticed that all of them were broke. So I thought, you know, these guys are so talented, how are they broke? And I thought to myself, okay, well, if I'm going to do something in the music business and take this passion I have for music and do something creative with it, I had to make sure that I got my business straight, my work ethic up. So it was one of those things for me at a really young age. Like, I fell in love with music, but also the passion to make it and do something with it and make a career of it. So from rock and roll, rhythm and blues and beats led and drums leading me to hearing hip hop, you know, stuff that was coming out of New York, stuff that was coming out of the South, stuff that was coming out of the UK, hip hop, rap music. And I just fell in love with it, man. And when I fell in love with it, I was like, you know, I want to do something with it. And I just knew that I knew that I had a talent for like words and speaking, and I knew the cadences from drums and hip hop, and you know, in that culture, it's in rap music, there's a lot about cadence. And so when we were young, we were bored. So me and a couple of guys locally, we formed like a rap group called ECI with a rapper named Lee Fitz from here. And we formed a little band and we started making tunes, and we had the lead singer of Hey Rosetta.
Tim Baker.
Baker.
No way.
Yeah, as our kind of like a band leader, producer, you know, musical influence. So we formed a band. We played shows all around town before we were even legally allowed to perform there. Zach, we used to actually have to get permission slips from our parents.
What?
Yeah, to do shows. And I used to want hip-hop to be in our scene so bad that I would just throw our own shows. We'd get permission slips from our parents and speak to these borrowers and convince them that we could pack the place. And we did. And like I said, Tim Baker on the keys and making great sounds and making great songs with Lee Fitz, we had a good little following. We kind of started to like cultivate a scene. And then at this time, I'm still in high school, you know? But I thought to myself, I was like, look, there's nothing really going on here besides what we're doing, and it doesn't seem like it's going to happen for us anytime soon. So I dropped out of high school and I moved to the UK with the intention of getting immersed in the hip-hop scene because I just felt like it was an easy entry point.
Yeah, and the UK scene's really known for like its grime scene. And I really only got into the UK scene when Tiny Tempo was really big. And he had like those big hits like Written in the Stars, Until I'm Gone, what he did with Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
Tiny Tempo's great.
Unreal.
And but I want to talk about some of your influences when it comes to your love of hip-hop. Because you said you grew up in a household of rock and roll, rhythm and blues and funk and beats. What were some of those influences, and what were some of like those records in your record collection that you really enjoyed listening to growing up?
It was always like, you know, the James Brown, the Commodores, Sade. There's so many, man. B.B. King, Howlin' Wolf. And if you listen to a lot of early hip-hop, a lot of those beats that we heard coming up in the 80s and 90s are direct samples and, you know, interpolations of a lot of those records that I grew up on. So when I started listening to rap, I noticed that a lot of the background music, the beats, the instrumentals were all directly from the stuff that was playing in my household growing up. So for me, I loved sampling. I loved the sound of real instruments opposed to digital instruments. Even though I grew up in the 80s and 90s, we had the, you know, 60s, 70s rock and roll in our house. So my dad had to transition from like a Hammond organ to a keyboard. But I didn't like synthy sounds. So from my influences were directly from like the soul samples from like, you know, the 60s and the 70s that, you know, created that early 90s hip hop.
Yeah, totally. And like you definitely hear that like 90s hip hop, like, and especially when it was coming out in the 90s, especially from the East Coast, you had Biggie Smalls and Nas. You also had the South, like Outkast was really starting to get big there too.
Right.
And he had some really great tunes as well. You said you started rapping in the 90s, and you yourself, Lee Fitz and Tim Baker started that band. What was the hip hop scene like back then?
There was no hip hop scene. We were actually, this sounds kind of crazy. This is a bit of a soundbite. But we were the first rappers to hit a stage in St. John's, Newfoundland since Vanilla Ice came here in the 80s with the Fat Boys. And they performed at a stadium called Memorial Stadium, which is now a grocery store.
Dominion.
Right? It is. But back then, that venue had a lot of concerts come through there, and Vanilla Ice came through. And yeah, we were the first ones to come to do shows since he was here. And so there was nothing going on. People hated hip-hop in Newfoundland. They'd like pop music because that's what was on the radio. And they like rock and roll, which is on the classic rock stations. So there was no rap music here at all. There was no fashion that was anything outside of what you get at the mall. So, you know, we wanted to emulate rappers and producers and DJs that we would see in magazines, hip-hop magazines. And we would dress like these guys, and because we love that fashion, we love that style. And there was, from fashion to music, there was nothing going on within, like, hip-hop or what you call back then as, like, urban music, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So the scene was dead, and I had to get out of here because I just knew that there was nothing going on. I knew that there was almost like a dead end. No one wanted to. There was no one rapping. It was just us. It was just me and Lee Fitz. And there was a couple other guys like Scheist and Radar and a couple guys that were coming up. But at that time, we were the only ones. And so by the time I jumped ship and I moved to the UK to pursue this, there was nothing really happening here.
Yeah, like you guys were really one of the first innovators of hip hop here in the province. And no surprise there, because the 90s were like a big time for country music as well. I mean, you had like acts like Kim Stockwell and Dabney Doyle, who were dominating the pop genre. The Irish Descendants and Great Big Sea with Trad, Ron Hines and Country. You also had a couple of rock acts like Potato Bug.
Wow, you know your stuff, man, 100%. There was a really like really, really dope grunge and alternative scene, you know, and that would play out through like Peace Accord Festival, for example, and we get to see great acts coming through there in Bannerman Park. But like you said, there was these acts that were coming out of here, and the Trues, and there's all kinds of bands that were doing things, but there was that were like semi-successful, and they were starting to blow up, and they had videos out, but they weren't stuff that it wasn't content that we were listening to. We weren't interested in that music, and that was just for a different demographic. So for us, we had to create our own scene, and like I said, I had to get out of here to kind of, you know, build my chops and take the knowledge that I had from other places and bring it back here to create the scene. Mm-hmm.
And is that why you moved to the UK? Because you really couldn't, like, you know, get a foothold to develop that rap scene here in St. John's?
100%. I was too young to get like a working visa in the US, and I actually moved there before my visa was even like even available.
Wow.
Yeah. I went over there with like $120 in a backpack full of clothes. And, you know, I came back home with like 2 years of like success being behind the scenes, studying people from recording studios to, you know, promoters and how they brought in acts and how they kicked off concerts, to watching how DJs performed and rappers performed. And I'd never seen a rapper live besides like Vanilla Ice, like I said. So, you know, I besides rap videos or you know, say like a docu on TV about a rap group, you'd see them live. I never really saw a rapper or a DJ live. So when I saw a DJ and I seen them on the turntables, I was like, yo, skip this rapping. I don't want to be in the forefront. I want to be in the back playing the music. And turntables and DJing is a lot like playing the drums. You know, it involves being consistent, and it involves beats. And it involves, you know, falling in the back. So I fell in love with DJing, and I knew when I was going to come back to St. John's, I was going to get some turntables, I was going to get some vinyl, and I was going to rock out.
Wonderful. Now, I want to stick with some of your influences when it comes, you know, like the turntables and hip hop itself, because I mentioned a few rappers that were blowing up in the 90s, especially like Outkast and Nas and even like Tupac and like DMX and Ludacris and Snoop Dogg, which actually you've were the official DJ for one of those parties for. Mm-hmm. But I just want to stick with some of the influences first before we get to talking about some of the people that you opened up for.
For sure.
What influences of rap music did you really like, you know, or were you really drawn to?
Well, the sound that I love the most, like for me, is from the East Coast. So we got the Nas, the Wu-Tangs, the Naughty by Nature, the Redman, Jay-Z. These were the sounds that I, and the Firm, like these are sounds and groups that, you know, I loved and I was influenced by. And when I got to the UK and I got to see DJs, the promoters that I work for brought in some really cool DJs. They brought in like A-Track from Montreal. I see DJ Jazzy Jeff. I've seen a lot of DMC champs, and that influenced me huge. I got to see guys that could mix, you know, a little bit of turntablism and then know how to rock a party. And I knew that if I moved back to Newfoundland, I wanted to throw some parties and I wanted to bring in music and I wanted to, you know, shape the scene here by being a DJ and by cultivating whatever room that I could operate in with the right sounds, with the right music. And so for me, that was my influence, is watching these guys that had that mix, not just all scratchy, scratchy, doing tricks behind your back. Like, that wasn't me. I wasn't trying to show off. Like I said, I wanted to play in the cut and I wanted to rock a party. So when I came back to St. John's, I knew that that the type of shows and the type of parties that I would throw would be kind of like similar to what I was used to in these rooms in the UK, these places where it was like almost like so hot and sweaty. There'd be like sweat dripping from the ceiling, and you could literally turn off like the, you could cut the music and have everybody singing along to the song because they know all the words because they're real hip hop heads. So I knew that when I came back here, I knew that there were certain people that wanted to be in certain environments and the right parties. So I started almost like mixing peas in a pot, man, just trying to put the right girls and the right guys in the same room and play the right music. And then that was my way of introducing music. And I had this back end agenda that when I came back to Newfoundland, not only would I put on Newfoundland artists through me being able to DJ by having them open up for the parties that I was throwing, but I also wanted to promote Canadian music through my sets. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to just play all American music or all Euro music. I wanted to do something where I could filter in Canadian hip hop, because Canadian hip hop wasn't necessarily mainstream. You know, we had artists like Cardinal and Shotclair that, you know, had music videos out per se, but they weren't being played on our radio stations. They were played in, you know, segregated radio markets for urban listeners. Again, you know what I mean? And that term's gone now, but, you know, it's one of those things where, like, for me, I want to, like, come back here and really start to play music for other people and introduce the music they've never heard before.
That is amazing, man. Now, of course, you moved back here to St. John's after spending those 2 years in the UK. What are some of the lessons and some of the skills that you took from the UK that you were able to bring back to St. John's?
Great question. There's so many, but one in particular is that there is no such thing as overnight success. I think that if you want to be successful in anything you do, obviously you got to put in the time, you got to put in the hard work. But in the music business especially, you have to grind. And a lot of the times that you're doing work, you don't get paid. And there's no paid internships in this. So you have to, you know, learn from the ground up. And back then, we didn't have the internet. So you couldn't just go on YouTube and Google, how do I become a DJ? Or how do I get my music out there? So it was a lot tougher world. So one thing is like, yeah, like it doesn't come overnight. There's no such thing as overnight success. And you got to grind, you got to network, and you got to, you know, you got to have knowledge about what you do. So that's what I took away from it.
Yeah. And like, I would say there is such thing as overnight success, but like there's maybe like a few that may have that overnight success. But for the ones that really, you know, last forever, for those artists that, you know, last forever with all the music that they put out, they weren't successful overnight. They had to grind and work hard and, you know, apply with the lessons that they learned from the places that they've been to.
Totally.
You know, become the person that they are today.
Totally.
Now, I just want to go over some of the names that you've opened up for. You were the official after-party DJ and the opening DJ for Snoop Dogg, for Ludacris, for The Game, Lupe Fiasco, Black Eyed Peas, CFL After Party, Pretty Insane. And you've also produced and sold mixtapes and manufactured them. And they were featured nationally. And one of your most successful ones was hosted by Key Manny Marley.
Yeah, Kamani Marley.
Kamani Marley, okay.
Yeah, it's one of Bob Marley's sons, yeah.
Awesome. And you featured drops from Pharrell, DJ Khaled, Maya, Jordan. And yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Listen, man, I got into DJing and knew that there was no way that I would do it unless I did the way I wanted to do it, which was connect with as many artists I love and respected as possible. I opened up for as many artists and did as much grind work as I possibly could to get my name out there and get in front and around as many people as possible. And when I was a DJ, to get notoriety coming up, you had to do mixtapes. So there was no way you're getting your music out there unless you were signed with a label. So you had to take it to the street, and you had to produce your own CDs, and you had to print them, and you had to go out there and sell them and or give them away for free. And if people wanted to know who you were, like promoters or fans, you had to be in the streets with a street team going out there and putting out music. And you couldn't be successful unless your content was original, unless you had features from other artists. So what I would do is I would get, you know, radio style IDs, you know, those within the radio style. So like, this is Justin Timberlake. You're now hanging out with DJ Jay Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would have those kind of filtered in throughout my tapes just to let me some notoriety and give me some clout. And in between the music that I would play, so I'd make these 40 track tapes that were mixed together, and I'd get different celebrities or artists to host them. So I had one of Bob Marley's sons host them because he was dropping an album called The Jump Off, I think it was called The Radio Jump Off.
Okay.
And my bad, it was called Radio. And so he was putting out this album, and they needed to promote within Canada. So they reached out to me, and I got him to host this tape that I was doing. And I got to go on tour with him for 3 dates and open up for actually all his after parties. He was on tour with Van Halen. So, yeah, man, I've done some fun, exciting projects. And working with the Marleys was probably one of my biggest highlights of my career.
Yeah, wonderful. We can just be here talking all day about the people that you've worked with. But I just want to get your quick thoughts about how on what the hip-hop scene is for you right now. Like, what are your thoughts on the current scene and what organizations like Music NL and ECMAs can do to help?
I don't know what they could do more than they're already doing. I love what ECMAs and what Music NL is doing for our province. I think that they have done so much, I think, in the last 5 years that it's allowed so many artists to get some shine, to get out there and to get their name heard. I think that maybe bringing maybe a small festival, maybe that could be something. I know that they have like Music NL Week, but maybe you can, like, we could, I think that maybe they could help bring like an actual music festival here, bring some big artists and allow our local artists maybe to open up for them. I'm not sure. I don't know too much about the organization, to be honest. I've never really applied for any of these awards, and I've never looked for funding outside of or through these organizations.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you've released recently Smuggler Supreme, and that was a song that you were featured on with JD Era.
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about Smuggler Supreme.
Smuggler Supreme is a track featuring JD Era. It's streaming on all services right now. We just dropped the Smuggler Supreme video, which we shot in Niagara. It's on YouTube. It's called Parsons from New Flanders, my YouTube page. And the video is basically representing that 70s, 80s Narcos vibe. I produced the record. The song is based off of some stories from a legendary smuggler from Newfoundland by the name of Brian O'Day. And the video is out now.
Wonderful. And what else is next for you aside from that? Because I believe you're going to be releasing a new album.
It's actually a mixtape. It's like an album. It's a compilation featuring artists from around the world. It's basically a mixtape about the life of Brian O'Day. So it takes you through his life story, through him as a smuggler, and it features soundscapes from all around the world because he smuggled in Southeast Asia, Jamaica, North America. So I put a bunch of artists together on a bunch of different beats, which I produced with my team, the Brawley Boys. And the mixtape is called Smugglers International. We don't have a release date for it, but we're going to continue to release singles and videos until it's ready to go.
And for people who want to find out more about what you're going to be up to next, where can they go?
They can go to my Instagram page, which is Parsons from Newfoundland. You can go to my YouTube page, which is Parsons from Newfoundland, or you can follow me on X, which is Parsons from Newfoundland. And that's where I release all my trailers, teasers, all my info, and so you can follow me.
Well, Parsons, man, there's so much we can talk about, but I do want to get you on again in the future to talk more about it. Once you get that mixtape out, I can probably get you in again.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Zach.
Joshua Parsons, thank you so much for joining me on Next to Connect. You have a wonderful day, and thanks, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you, man. Congratulations to you, too, as well.
Thank you. And that was Parsons 41 Next to Connect. He has a Linktree as well. It is Linktree/ParsonsBrawley. And it has everything you need to know when it comes to coverage of Parsons, plus the video for his brand new song, Smuggler Supreme. And right now, with a little help from JD Era, here is Parsons with that tune for you now on the Musical Connections Podcast.
When I die, they gon' study my brain and bone matter. Copy flow patterns, the coke rapper that coach rappers. I don't know rappers, I mean at least that's most rappers. Pay the florist in advance, I promise I'ma smoke rappers. Enough about competition, non-existent, my love. You know without you, I can't complete the mission, my love. Pay for two, he gave me four simple addition, my love. She asked me what you do for work, I'm a magician, my love. Hanging with coca lords, I can move a brick with my vocal cords. We could do good business, or I could take it overboard. I'm done with spotting dumb niggas, that shit is over for us. Cash on demand all day, just like a corner store. Time for cologne, my drugs all designer. Got knocked, had to lay low like a recliner. Your boyfriend a vagina, he broke like fine china. Big Riley in a big body bitch, that's a reminder.
This dope worldwide, they travel across seven seas. Eight balls don't bounce, a 9 milli in my jeans. Tell the plug that I'm lit, we needed 10 more keys. It's 11-11, she made a wish and got me. This dope worldwide, they travel across seven seas. Eight balls don't bounce, a 9 milli in my jeans. Tell the plug that I'm lit, we needed 10 more keys. It's 11-11, she made a wish and got me.
My angel without the wings, you my heaven on earth. Can't let another man determine your worth. I spend nights with this scare weighing my options, putting you first, praying this road don't lead to jail or the dirt. Found success in stress, in your presence, that's poetry to a hustler. The feds taking pictures, the nerve of these motherfuckers. Kept your ears wide open and your mouth closed shut. I keep my gun in your purse and my hand on your butt. You got a boat, I got the coat. You got a plane, I got the cane. You want a quarter or a half? You want a fold, let's make it rain. Push a product, made me paper. Same powder brought me pain. You was there from the beginning, left, and I ain't changed a thing. Foolish pride, I believe my own lies, said I would quit. I'm watching her pack a bag, she know that I'm full of shit. I promised her it'd be different, had plans of going legit. Man, plans, God last, the irony of a brick.
It's dope worldwide, they travel across seven seas. Eight balls don't bounce, a 9 milli in my jeans. Tell the plug that I'm lit, we needed 10 more keys. It's 11-11, she made a wish and got me. It's dope worldwide, they travel across seven seas. Eight balls don't bounce, a 9 milli in my jeans. Tell the plug that I'm lit, we needed 10 more keys. It's 11-11, she made a wish and got me.
Yeah, Era, Riley, you know what I'm saying? Smuggler Supreme. Smuggler Supreme. It's that Smuggler Supreme. International. I need my cash in advance, you know what I'm saying? Can't take no chances. Excellent.
Up another episode of the Musical Connections Podcast. A huge thank you to Parsons for joining me on Next to Connect this week to talk about everything hip-hop in Newfoundland and Labrador, and to all the musicians, whether it be hip-hop, rock, electronic, or alt-rock, for contributing your songs for Newfound releases. Thank you so much. It really means the world to me. If you want to follow along with any Musical Connections content, here's the ways to do so. You can follow me on Facebook at Zach Snow Content Creator. You can also follow me on Instagram at ZachSnowNL, And you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel for any Next to Connect content, whether it be full-length interview videos or reels from those episodes. Subscribe and leave comments and share the content, please. It really means the world to me, and it'll help in this mission of growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector one song at a time. And make sure to subscribe and follow along the podcast on your favorite podcast streaming services, Apple Music, Spotify, Google, wherever you get it to, search it up in the search engine and follow along to not miss an episode when new episodes drop every Tuesday at 12 noon. Next week on Musical Connections, on Next to Connect, I'll be connecting with a musician, a podcaster, a filmmaker, an overall jack of all trades. I talk to Dave Witte about his brand new album, his fourth studio record, Long Way to Go. He'll be releasing that at The Ship coming up on November the 9th. Tickets for that are going really quickly, so make sure to get them while you can. And his album drops November 8th, wherever you get your music, on CD, on vinyl, and on streaming services. I'm looking forward to talking with Dave, and I'm so looking forward to episode 100 of Musical Connections. Pretty crazy to believe that about 2 years ago, this was just an idea, and now we are 100 episodes in. More about that in the weeks to come. In the meantime, that wraps up episode 98 of Musical Connections. Thank you so much for connecting once again with me this week. I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me same time next week, where once more, we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and until next time, safe home.